are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's time for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Vistacare and Lee Real Estate this morning. And joining us from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's intern Mary. Good morning. Nice to have you here, and it's continuing to be a busy summer there at the Discovery Center with the camps that are going on.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So next week, we're doing a programmer camp for the 6th through 8th grade. So that's July 19th through the 22nd. It'll be from 9 to noon. So you'll be doing coding, you'll learn about binary code, and you'll be able to write fun sentences with that. So that one will be pretty exciting.
It will, yeah.
And then the next week, we have a Simple Machines camp for the K-2 kids. It'll be a lot of building with Legos, learning about Simple Machines, learning about how Simple Machines make complex machines, learning about how Simple Machines just make life easier in general. So that one will be fun for sure, and that one is July 26th through the 29th.
And that's for the younger kids.
Yes, that one is kindergarten through second grade.
Very nice. That's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, just saying that you're going to be building stuff with Legos, I'm in on that one. They're just a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Legos are fun. I'm really excited for that one.
Now, there's still room in the camps. If people want to either call in or stop in, they can get the kids signed up still.
Correct. Yep. And then you can also go to our website at www.southdakota-discovery.org, and you can sign up that way. And you can also pay on there if you'd like to.
Very nice. Make it simple and easy for sure.
For sure.
Now, you can still get stars, I believe, right?
The Reach for the I believe we have stars left for the Reach for the Star campaign. They are $25, and you can stop by the Discovery Center to get them. So what happens is we'll write your name on the star, and then we'll put it up in our window, and it's a fundraiser for a new planetarium.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very nice. Bree is joining us. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
How are things coming along with the planetarium? Are we getting fairly close to what you need?
Yes. I'm a little late this morning. We actually started the ball rolling on this a few months ago. We need to have about $5,000 to be able to lease this new device for a year. And then we can apply that to the purchase price, which is $10,000, if we decide we want to use it.
Okay.
But our existing planetarium system also needs a major upgrade.
Right.
So even when we're able to use the dome again, we need to be able to do some updates to that as well. So if we decide this device doesn't work, we can apply all of that funding towards the dome as well, which is awesome.
Right.
So we've had a couple of generous donations from individuals in the community, upwards of $1,000 each. And then individuals have been buying the stars for the window. And we just received a $1,500 grant from the Pierre Fort Pierre Foundation, which basically puts us about $600 short of our goal. At this point, we're able to move forward with purchasing it, but we would love to have continued contributions. And I would just hope to encourage some people to maybe match those other very generous donations that were given by a couple of members of our community.
Yeah, it's great to have this option because, you know, planetariums, they're just so much fun and you can learn so much from them.
Yes, and what's really cool about this new system is that it also includes like remote sensing data for the surface of the Earth. And so we can do a lot of Earth science education with it as well. And I just have this, I'm super excited about this new device because I also received a mini grant to do a special event, especially for girls in science. And I would love to be outside with this on a projector right before dusk, doing activities, get some telescopes out and have a big star party. And so we're just waiting for the device to get here.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. It's versatile. You're not just stuck in one spot. You can take it outdoors and do some different things with it.
Yeah, and we have some older volunteers who are pretty happy about not having to get down on their knees and crawl into the dome. So the dome's really fun and exciting, but it's nice to have other options as well that are more accessible to more people.
Definitely. And is there anything else we want to let people know what's going on? I mean, you know, the camps are are going well and everything, but what else is happening at the Discovery Center?
Well, we also have a fundraiser coming up the first weekend of August. We're doing our Dueling Pianos event, which is a lot of fun. It's really entertaining. Mm-hmm. You can purchase a table or go in on a table with friends, and that is just such a great fundraiser for us in addition to our Best for Last event in the fall.
Very nice. So they've got to, you know, stay up to date with what's going on either on the website, in the Facebook page, and they'll be able to know all the fun stuff that's happening.
Yes, and registration is opened up for our preschool in the fall, and preschool will be on Fridays and on Wednesdays this year. We've added a day, and so we encourage families to check that out before it's filled up.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we need to start thinking that way, because as much as we're enjoying the summer, before we know it, it's going to be school time, and you want to make sure they're all set.
Yeah, school supplies are already out on the shelves, I noticed the other day.
That's right. It's just crazy. But it goes by quick, so we just want to be prepared. Well, thank you for all that you're doing there. Their summer camps seem like they're going really well, and the kids are enjoying them, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic summer. We have amazing interns this summer. It's been great.
So check out sd-discovery.org, all the fun stuff going on at the Discovery Center. And, of course, take the family there and have some fun, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. There's Bree Oatman and intern Mary joining us for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate.